Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Rabbi Abraham Goldar, and today Masechah Sota, Daf Gimel, the first parak HaMakane. The Zichu Masechah Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chazakas HaTorah. So the three tops we're going to focus on, number one, it was taught in a Braisa. Rabbi Meir said, Adam over Avir B'Seisir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machriz Ola B'Galui. A person commits a sin privately, such as the unfaithful wife, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu announces it openly. Rashi explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes the husband to warn her, resulting in its becoming known publicly. As it says, V'Avar Olav Ruach, and a jealous spirit shall pass over him. Ve'ein Avera El Lashon Hachraza, and the word Avera is an expression of announcing. As it says, Yitzav Moshe V'Yaviru Kol B'Machna, and Moshe commanded, and they announced Vayaviru throughout the camp. Reish Lakish said, Ein Adam Ober Averel Im Ken Niknis Baruch Shtus. A person does not commit a sin unless a spirit of foolishness enters him. As it says, Ish Ish Kitista Ishto, a man whose wife strays, the word Sista can be read Sishta, that she will act foolishly. Point number two, the Academy of Rabbi Yishmael said, Ein Adam Ekanel Ishto El Im Ken Niknis Baruch. A person only warns his wife if a spirit entered him, which he bases on the Pasuk. Amoraim disagree about the nature of this Ruach. The rabbi said, Ruach Tuma, it's a spirit of impurity. But Ravashi said, Ruach Tahara, it's a spirit of purity out of an intolerance for promiscuity. The Gemara finds support for Ravashi and Abraisa. Regarding the Pasuk, Vikina is Ishto, and he shall warn his wife. Rav Yishmael said, Rishus, it's merely a Rishus for him to do so, but not a Chiyuv. Rabbi Kiva said, Chova, it is a chiv to do so if he suspects her. Since the Tanaim hold it's a Roshus or even a Chova to warn her, it stands to reason that the spirit which caused him to do so is a pure one. The Gemara relates two other cases about which Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Kiva disagree if they are a Roshus or a Chova. One is the Pasuk which teaches that a Kohen becomes Tamei for his deceased relatives, and the other is the Pasuk about keeping a non-Jewish slave permanently. Rabbi Yishmael says each of these is a Roshus, and Rabbi Kiva considers them a chiyuv. The Gemara explains the source of the dispute in each case. And pointing me through, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani said in the name of Yonasan, Ko os mitzvah achas ba'om hazeh mekadamta v'halechas lefanav v'om haba. Anyone who does one mitzvah in this world, it precedes him and goes before him in the world to come and announces his arrival. As it says, V'hol chafanecha tzidkecha, and your righteous deeds will go before you. But ko over aver achas ba'om hazeh melepafta v'halechas lefanav v'yom adin. And anyone who commits one sin in this world, it envelops him and goes before him on the day of judgment, as it says, Yalafto Orchus Darkam Yalu Batov Yovedu. They are enveloped by their paths, enter wasteland, and are lost. Rabbi Eliezer says, Kashurbo Kakelev, the sin is bound to him like a dog, referring to the remaining attached after mating, as it says, regarding Yosef's refusing the advances of Potiphar's wife, and he did not listen to her, to lie beside her, to be with her. To lie beside her means in this world, and to be with her means that the sin would be bound to him in the world to come. So once again, the three points are number one. It was taught in a brace, Rabbi Meir said, Adam over Aver B'Seisir, V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Machriz Ola B'Galui. A person commits a sin privately, such as the unfaithful wife, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu announces it openly. Rashi explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes the husband to warn her, resulting in its becoming known publicly. As it says, V'Avar Olav Ruach, and a jealous spirit shall pass over him. Ve'ein Avera El Lashon Hachraza, and the word Avera is an expression of announcing. As it says, Yitzav Moshe V'Yaviru Kol B'Machna, and Moshe commanded, and they announced Vayaviru throughout the camp. Reish Lakish said, Ein Adam Ober Averel Im Ken Niknis Baruch Shtus. A person does not commit a sin unless a spirit of foolishness enters him. As it says, Ish Ish Kitista Ishto, a man whose wife strays, the word Sista can be read Sishta, that she will act foolishly. Pointing to the Academy, Rabbi Yishmael said, Ein Adam Ekanel Ishto El Im Ken Niknis Baruch. A person only warns his wife if a spirit entered him, which he bases on the Pasuk. Amoraim disagree about the nature of this Ruach. The rabbi said, Ruach Tuma, it's a spirit of impurity. But Ravashi said, Ruach Tahara, it's a spirit of purity out of an intolerance for promiscuity. The Gemara finds support for Ravashi and Abraisa. Regarding the Pasuk, Vikina is Ishto, and he shall warn his wife. Rav Yishmael said, Rishus, it's merely a Rishus for him to do so, but not a Chiyuv. Rabbi Kiva said, Chova, it is a chiv to do so if he suspects her. Since the Tanaim hold it's a Roshus or even a Chova to warn her, it stands to reason that the spirit which caused him to do so is a pure one. The Gemara relates two other cases about which Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Kiva disagree if they are a Roshus or a Chova. One is the Pasuk which teaches that a Kohen becomes Tamei for his deceased relatives, and the other is the Pasuk about keeping a non-Jewish slave permanently. Rabbi Yishmael says each of these is a Roshus, and Rabbi Kiva considers them a chiyuv. The Gemara explains the source of the dispute in each case. And pointing me through, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani said in the name of Yonasan, Ko os mitzvah achas ba'om hazeh mekadamta v'halechas lefanav v'om haba. Anyone who does one mitzvah in this world, it precedes him and goes before him in the world to come and announces his arrival. As it says, V'hol chafanecha tzidkecha, and your righteous deeds will go before you. But ko over aver achas ba'om hazeh melepafta v'halechas lefanav v'yom adin. And anyone who commits one sin in this world, It envelops him and goes before him on the Day of Judgment, as it says, Yalafto Orchus Darkum Yalu Batov Yobedu. They are enveloped by their paths, enter wasteland, and are lost. Rabbi Eliezer says, Kashurbo Kakelev. The sin is bound to him like a dog, referring to the remaining attached after mating, as it says, regarding Yosef's refusing the advances of Potiphar's wife, and he did not listen to her, to lie beside her, to be with her. To lie beside her means in this world, and to be with her means that the sin would be bound to him in the world to come. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Gimel, and our standard Siman is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The red-haired camel driver riding his red camel through a camp and publicly announcing an avera that a person did with a ruach shus privately, stopped to give a ride to a husband with a ruach tahara who was on his way to warn his wife, carrying a picture of a sinner who was bound up with a dog. So once again, it's a motion. The red-haired camel driver riding his red camel, that must mean we're on Daf Gimel. The red-haired camel driver riding his red camel through a camp and publicly announcing an avera that a person did with a ruach shtus privately, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa. Reb Meir said, Adam over aver b'seis v'kosh baruch hu machriz ala b'galuli. A person commits a sin privately, such as an unfaithful wife, and kosh baruch hu announces it openly. Rashi explains that kosh baruch hu causes the husband to warn her. Reish Lakish said, Ein adam over avera elin ken niknas b'ruach shtus. A person does not commit a sin unless a spirit of foolishness enters him. So the red-haired camel driver riding his red camel through a camp and publicly announcing an avera that a person did with a ruach shtus privately, stopped to give a ride to a husband with a ruach tahara who was on his way to warn his wife, which reminds us, the Academy of Rabbi Ishmael said, Ein adam mekana le'ishtal im ken niknas b'ruach. A person only warns his wife if a spirit entered him, which he bases on the pasuk. Amoraim disagree about the nature of this ruach. The rabbi said it's a ruach tumah, but Ravashi said it's a ruach tahara out of an intolerance for promiscuity. The Gemara finds support for Ravashi and Abraisa regarding the pasuk, "Vekina es ishto," and he shall warn his wife. Rabbi Shmuel said reshus; it's merely a permit for him to do so, but not a chiyuv. Rabbi Kiva said chove; it is an obligation to do so if he suspects her. Since these tanaim hold as either a reshus or a chove to warn her, it stands to reason that the ruach which caused him to do so is a pure one. So the red-haired camel driver riding his red camel through a camp and publicly announcing an avera that a person did with a ruach shtus privately, stopped to give a ride to a husband with a ruach tahara who was on his way to warn his wife, carrying a picture of a sinner who was bound up with a dog, which reminds us, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani said in the name of Rabbi Yonason, Kol osa mitzvah achas ba'olam hazeh mekadamta v'holechas lefanav olam haba. Anyone who does one mitzvah in this world, it precedes him and goes before him in the world to come and announces his arrival. Kol over aver achas ba'olam hazeh melepavta v'holechas lefanav yom hadin. And anyone who commits one sin in this world, it envelops him and goes before him on the Day of Judgment. Rabbi Eliezer says, Kashur bo kakelev, the sin is bound to him like a dog, referring to the remaining attached after mating. So once again, the red-haired camel driver riding his red camel through a camp and publicly announcing an avera that a person did with a ruach shtus privately, stopped to give a ride to a husband with a ruach tahara who was on his way to warn his wife, carrying a picture of a sinner who was bound up with a dog. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf Samach Dalet. So the simmer Daf Samach Dalet is a secret agent. So here goes. The hairy secret agent. Secret agent? That must mean we're on Daf Samach Dalet. The hairy secret agent floating on an inflatable raft, who had a safek to be touched floating tuma and thereby remained tahor, which reminds us, our mission presents a machlokas about floating tuma, meaning tuma which is suspended in water, which is ruled tahor in the case of safek if the tuma was touched. The Tanakhama says this applies whether the water is in a container or on the ground, but Rabbi Shimon holds that if the water is in a container, the safek is ruled tame. So the hairy secret agent floating on an inflatable raft, who had a suffix if he touched floating tumah, and thereby remained tahor, and watched a corpse in a container float by, which reminds us, Rami Brachama posed a series of seven questions about floating tumah, which is on top of something in the water. The first is, Mace Bekli, Veklit Safa Panehamai Mahu. If a corpse is in a container which is floating on the water, what is the halacha? Do we view the tumah as floating in the water, or do we consider it at rest in the container? So the hairy secret agent floating on an inflatable raft, who had a suffix if he touched floating tuma, and thereby remained tahor, and watched a corpse in a container flow by, was spotted by another walking over tumas at the home on the seventh day of his purification, which reminds us, Rav Hamnuna said, Nazir osa pesach, shahalchu bekevra tahom b'shvi shalhen tahorin. A Nazir and one performing a Pesach who walked over unknown tumah on the seventh day of their purification are tahor. He explains, unknown tumah is not strong enough to cause forfeiture at this stage of the tahor process. Rava brings a challenge from the Mishnah. Daf Samach Hei. So the simmer Daf Samach Hei is sheep or shepherd. So here goes. The shepherd, that must mean one Daf Samach Hei. The shepherd got so spooked when he accidentally brought his flock into a graveyard zone with three graves, which reminds us, one who discovers a corpse for the first time in a place lying normally, he may remove it with its surrounding earth. Because it's buried alone, there's reason to believe it was buried temporarily and may be moved. The same applies to two discovered graves. If he found three buried at intervals matching a Jewish burial ground, harzo shchunas kvaros, it's a graveyard zone, meaning they were intentionally buried and none can be moved. Furthermore, he must inspect the area for other possible burial chambers up to 20 amos away. So the shepherd got so spooked when he accidentally brought his flock into a graveyard zone with three graves, where a metzor was trying to figure out if the white spotted nega preceded the white hare, or the reverse, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kol safek negaim b'tchila tahor, all doubts of negaim in the beginning are ruled tahor, ad shelo niska kutuma, as long as he has not been confirmed tameh. Now she explains that this refers to a case where two people, or even one, display two negaim of different sizes, and the second week they're both the same larger size. The smaller one having spread should cause confirmed saras. Because it's unknown which nega has grown, and no nega has yet been confirmed, both are declared tahor. Rabbi Yeshua said that a nega which is unknown, if the white spot preceded the white hair, which would be tameh, or the white hair preceded the white spot, which is tahor, is ruled tahor. So the shepherd got so spooked when he accidentally brought his flock into a graveyard zone with three graves, where a metzor was trying to figure out if the white spotted nega preceded the white hair, or the reverse, that he himself forgot that he was in the middle of being bodek for seven things on his unconfirmed discharge. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, B'shibit rakim bodkin es azav ad shelo nitzka kol ziva. Azav is examined in seven ways as long as he has not been confirmed for tumas ziva, meaning if he has not yet experienced a second discharge, which makes him tummy for 7 days. The Mishnah lists food, drink, carrying a load, jumping, illness, seeing or thinking of something that arouses him as activities that may have externally caused the ziva. Mishin nitzka kol ziva ein bodkin. So once he has been confirmed for tumas ziva, meaning he experienced two discharges without external causes, he is not examined, and a third discharge will require carbon regardless of its cause. Daf Samach Vav. So the Simran Daf Samach Vav relates to sewing, and we use a tailor. So here goes. The hairy tailor, that must be one Daf Samach Vav, sewing. The hairy tailor who became tamei by carrying a zav's old suit that had a certain stain, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Samach Hamad Beis said that once a zav is confirmed tamei, his semen is tamei. The Gemara asks in reference to what halacha this is said, since even the semen of a tahor person is matamei through touch. The Gemara answers that it means to say that it's matamei through masa, caring. So the hairy tailor became tamei by carrying a zav's old suit that had a certain stain, was surprised when a navi on his way to carry out a mission entered a shop for fear of being caught by the king, which reminds Rabbi Norai holds that Shmuel was a nazir, as the pasuk says, Mora liyalo rosho, and a mora shall not go in his head. He explains, since the word mora also appears in reference to Shimshon, we say that just as the word mora, razor, regarding Shimshon means he was to be a nazir, so too the word mora regarding Shmuel means he was to be a nazir, and a razor shall not go on his head. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says that mora refers to fear from mankind, saying he would fear no one. Rabbi Norai responded, but it was said, and Shmuel said, how will I go to anoint David? Shaul will hear and kill me. So we see from here that fear of men was upon him. Rather, the word mora must mean that his hair would not be cut as an uzzer. So, the hairy tailor who became tamei by carrying a zav's old suit that had a certain stain was surprised when a navi on his way to carry out a mission entered his shop for fear of being caught by the king, who told the tailor to make a bracha on the food for a siyam, and he would say, Amen. Which reminds us, there's some halachos regarding which is greater, making the bracha or answering, Amen. Daf Beis. So the Simran Daf Beis is a bias, a house. So here goes. The Sotu secluded herself in the red Sota house. Red Sota house, that must be more on Daf Beis, bias. The Sotu secluded herself in the red Sota house with a nazir after being warned not to do so, which reminds us, the opening mission teaches that what constitutes kinui and stira is if the husband says, do not be in seclusion with this man, not if he just said, do not speak to him. And then the Gemara opens, explaining the placement of Masechus Nazir. Why was the Parsha of Nazir placed near the Parsha of Sota in the Torah? To tell you that anyone who sees a Sota in her disgrace should restrain himself through Naziris from wine. So the Sotu secluded herself in the red Sota house with a nazir after being warned not to do so, who was leafing through a matchmaking book titled Heavenly Matches with a picture of Kriyas Yamsuf on his cover, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses how to reconcile various Divrei Chazal regarding making matches between a man and a woman, such as a mezabgin lo adam isha olafimas, of the only pair a man to a woman according to his deeds, bakashim lezavukun kakriyas Yamsuf, and they are as difficult to pair as splitting the Red Sea, and arbaim yom kodem yitzir zavad, 40 days before the forming of an embryo, a baskol goes forth and says, bas poni le poni, buys pony, go pony, sad the pony, go pony. The daughter pony is destined for pony. This particular house is destined for pony, and this particular field is destined for pony. So the Sota secluded herself in the red Sota house with another, after being warned not to do so, who was leafing through a matchmaking book titled Heavenly Matches with a picture of Kriya's Yamsup on its cover, was spotted by one witness who saw her do stira, which reminds us of more discounts on the basis of the Malkokas for how many Edom are required for Kinui and stira. Rabbi Eliezer says two for Kinui and one for stira, which could be even himself. Rabbi Yeshua says two for both, and Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Eliezer holds the opposite. He holds only one for Kinui, which could be even himself, and two for stira. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we have Malkokas regarding which is greater, making a bracha or saying amen? That's on daf Samach Bav. Good. Number two, which daf do we have Malkokas regarding how many edim are required for Kinui and stira? That's on daf Beis and Sota. Good. Number three, which daf do we learn that floating tuma, meaning tuma which is suspended in water, is ruled tahor in a case of a suffix if the tuma was touched? That's on daf Samach Dal. Good. Number four, which of the one, if one found three graves buried at intervals matching a Jewish burial ground, it's a shchunas kvaros, a graveyard zone. The people are intentionally buried and none can be moved. That's on daf Samach Hey. Good. Number five, which daf do you have a malchokas if the ruach that enters the husband is a ruach tahara or ruach tuma? That's on daf Gimon Sota. Good. Number six, which daf did Rami Bar Chama ask what the halacha is if a nazi became tamei during the term but was informed of it after completing his term? That's on daf Samach Gimel. Good. Number seven, which daf did the Rebbe Eliezer says that a sin done in this world is bound to the person like a dog in Olam Haba? That's on daf Gimon Sota. Good. Number eight, which daf did we discuss what constitutes Kinui and Stira? That's on daf Beis and Sota. Good. Number nine, which of the one that once a zub is confirmed tame, shivcha zaro tame, his semen is tame, and it's metame through masa, carrying, that's on daf Samach Vav. Good. And number 10, which of the one that Kodesh Baruch Hu announces publicly the averas that one does privately, and we also learn a person only sins if a ruch shtus enters him, that's on daf Gimon Sota. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Abraham Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.